We heard earlier on the show about the heat waves that Europe's been dealing with. Well, FIFA, soccer's governing body, has a heat plan for this weekend. Mandatory cooling breaks during matches. Temps close to 90 degrees are expected during Sunday's Women's World Cup final in Lyon, France. That's when the U.S. will face off against the Netherlands. If Team USA wins, it'll be their fourth time as World Cup champions. Writer Meg Linehan is in Lyon for the sports news site The Athletic.
I think just in general, the U.S. attack has been the story of this tournament. This offense makes or breaks this team simply because they are just the best attacking front line in the world. So I think Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe are the two key players for the U.S. On the Dutch side, it's going to be interesting, actually, because Shanice van de Sanden could be key for this team. She's struggled with some decision making, some passing. But if she actually makes the right decision, she could actually be the player to watch for the Netherlands.
So you mentioned Megan Rapinoe. She's gotten a lot of attention. Four goals crucial to advance the U.S. To the knockout stages. But that's not what a lot of people are talking about back home. As you well know, her war of words with President Trump is dividing opinions over here. How big a factor or even a distraction has that been over there?
The team has really rallied around her. Like, I've seen a lot of people kind of suggest it's a distraction for the team. It's not. It's really not. I think a lot of them, you know, Megan Rapinoe has always been exactly this person. The quotes about, "I'm not going to the White House," all of these were done months ago. All of this is old. Like, it's not new to anyone that's been covering this team.
So that press availability is where she said things like, I think I'm particularly and uniquely and very deeply American.
Very deeply American.
So I transcribed that quote, and she just basically went off the cuff for, you know, 4 minutes about basically how her week had been, how it's affected her. You know, she was like, "I wasn't really expecting it from the president. He basically probably should have some better things to do with his time." But
it all distracted her?
I don't think so. I think 2016, because that's when her protesting originally started, right? Colin Kaepernick kneeled. She was the first woman and white athlete to follow his actions. And I think that 2016 is probably still kind of the peak of reaction to what she has done since then. And I think that she's also proven that she can multitask and handle all of the stuff that's happening.
So as to the big match on Sunday, Meg, the U.S., are they the hands-down favorite, or do you think the Dutch could pull off a surprise win?
I think the Dutch can't be overlooked.
Care to give a prediction?
I gave my official prediction this morning, and what's great about my prediction is it's going to seem like I'm completely opposite what I just said. I do think the U.S. is going to win, and I think it's going to be probably by about 3-0. But the thing about that is that the U.S. has gotten those early goals, but they're so good at just wearing down teams late and scoring a couple extra. And I think that's going to be what gets them through.
U.S. over the Netherlands 3-0, according to Meg Linehan of The Athletic.
Speaking we'll with see. It's always the risk. It's always the risk of being like, yes, I'm gonna officially declare some numbers. So
I won't hold you to it.
Okay.
Meg speaking with us from Lyon, France. Have a great final.
Thank you.
If you know me, you know I'll be wearing orange, red, white, and blue.